By the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're in the middle of an all-radio obituary episode. And before we jump right back into it, I'd like to mention that autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now's the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car, enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. It's a public service message from your friends right here at WMFO. Let's see here. I told you it was all radio obituaries. I'm going to do a little math here before I do anything else, because I, of course, have more radio obituaries than will fit in tonight's program, but I want to make sure I get as many in as possible. So, all right. I think I know where I'm at now as we move on to the radio obituary for Alan Zaslav, the American animator, producer, and director of numerous animated series. He started in 1943 at a studio as an office boy, and then went on to work for United Productions, where he did animation for Mr. Magoo, Gerald McBoing-Boing. Let's see here. He also worked on Roger Ramjet, Popeye the Sailor, Charlie Brown Christmas, Fractured Fairy Tales, George of the Jungle. Then he went to Hanna-Barbera, where he worked on lots more stuff, including the 1985 revival of the Jetsons. Who knew there was one? Alan Zaslav just passed away at 91. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl who was called Red Riding Hood because she, because she was, that's why. Anyway, one day she was going through the woods to Grandma's house to sell her a membership in the PTA. As she went, she sang a song.
La 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 la.
That's not much of a song.
Well, I'm not much of a singer. La 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 la.
Now, although Red didn't know it, on the path up ahead, a wolf was waiting
I hereby swear that I'll be good. I will not eat a Riding Hood.
Well, what's all this?
I just joined Riding Hood's Anonymous.
What?
I'm trying to kick the Riding Hood habit.
La 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 la.
When you see a Riding Hood, greet her as a friend you should. Hello, Red Riding Hood!
Oh, wolf, wolf, wolf!
When you are misunderstood, extend your hand to Riding Hood. Put her there, pal! Now wait! Really, Red? I'm a new wolf. I sworn off Riding Hoods, see? Words of courage and hope to Riding Hood eaters.
Is this on the level, Wolf?
Sure! Listen here, stick with your promise not to eat. Fight that urge for a Riding Hood treat.
If you're really my friend, you'll buy a PTA membership.
I'll take a dozen. I'll even deliver your basket for you. Where does it go?
To Grandma's. It's a basket full of goodies. Sorry about that. That was my special wolf basket. Here's another one.
Okay.
And the wolf set off towards Grandma's house.
I'm going to see you, Grandma. I'm going to see you.
But just then, a thought crossed his mind.
Let me see here. Just as I thought, though Riding Hoods you may not munch, there's nothing wrong with a Grandma lunch. Yeah. I'm going to eat the Grandma. I'm going to eat the Grandma.
But when Grandma heard the wolf coming.
Hey, you know what, Grandma? I'm gonna eat you right after I give you this basket of goodies.
Young man, you dropped your basket. Well, isn't this interesting?
You ready for lunch now, Grandma?
Oh, but you've made a mistake. I'm not a grandma. I'm a Riding Hood. That's a grandma.
If you're a Riding Hood, where are your PTA tickets?
Riding Hoods don't sell PTA tickets. They sell D.A.R. tickets.
D.A.R.?
Yes, Daughters of American Riding Hoods.
They do?
How many?
I'll take a dozen.
Good.
Now to get that doggone grandma in the woods.
Fine. Here's a nice basket of goodies for her.
I'm going to eat the grandma. I'm going to eat the grandma. Hey, Grandma, you told me a fib.
I did.
Yeah, you want a Riding Hood? I just saw a real Riding Hood, and she sent you this basket of goodies.
Look, Wolf, right here in your own book, see? That's a Grandma.
Grandmas, you can tell afar. They belong to D.A.R. Oh, darn her.
And the wolf sped back to Grandma's house.
Let's see now. When grandmas claim their Riding Hoods, be a photographer in the woods.
Yes?
Good morning, madam. If you are a Riding Hood, you can have your picture taken with a real Shetland pony. Free!
Sorry, I'm a grandma.
I knew it! Your time is up!
You're right! Every second counts!
Yeah, it does.
You've got to get these dispatches to the front. You're the only one with a horse. Carry on!
Trust me, Colonel!
Did the wolf get here yet, Grandma?
Oh, he's been and gone two times, child. I just sent him off with a package of goodies.
Well, I guess he won't bother us anymore, and
You know, I've decided to quit Riding Hoods Anonymous. I'm gonna eat both of you.
Now, remember. I pledge, I will not eat. One Riding Hood can spell defeat. Run! Every day in every way, I am not eating Riding Hoods. Run!
And Red Riding Hood and her grandmother dashed out of the house just one jump ahead of the wolf. Well, it looks as if nobody lives happily ever after.
I did.
You did?
Sure. I got to be a member of the PTA and a member of the DAR. And besides, I got these 200 baskets full of...
Yeah. Goodies. Well, I was right. Nobody lived happily ever after.
see. Let's go on to a radio obituary for Beverly Guitar Watkins, the American blues guitarist. Around the year of 1959, she was introduced to Piano Red, who at that time had a daily radio show at WAOK. She ended up joining Piano Red and the Meter Tones, went through all of their various and sundry name changes for many, many years, then went on to have her own solo career in New Orleans. Beverly Guitar Watkins just passed away at 80. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You got the right strain, baby, but the wrong yo-yo. Somebody's knocking on your door. I passed this morning by the hardware store. A brand new string on my yo-yo. Went down to the doctor, get the string put on. Made a mistake and put the string on wrong. No need of knocking on nobody's door. Oh, right string, baby, but the wrong yo-yo. Take you to your grave. But when you see me coming, put your woman outdoors. Ain't no stranger, I've been here before. No need of knocking on nobody's door. You got the right string, baby, but the wrong yo-yo.
I just can't be bothered no more.
And kiss me, baby. Please let me go free. And kiss me, baby. Please let me go free. The whole world knows I messed up. Baby, I
by the way. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's an all-radio obituary episode as we near the end of the radio obituary year. Wraps up at the end of October. We start the new one in November because we gotta have time to prepare the clip show. The radio obituary retrospective happens the Saturday after Thanksgiving. You look at a calendar, I'm not gonna do it. But other dates to be aware of coming up the last Saturday of this month, I believe it's October the 26th. It's live music day here at WMFO, and because of that, Classic Rock Mine is getting preempted, but fear not, Classic Rock Mine, the brains behind it, of course, Mike Conway, he's going to be sitting in for Bubbles in the Think Tank that night. It'll be one of those fabulous Bubbles in the Think Tank Classic Rock Mine combination programs. He does a wonderful Halloween episode every year, so you will want to stay tuned for that. And not Todd, I apologize in advance. I have no control. Just don't listen to the last song. Then the week after that, the first weekend of November. Surprise! I won't be here for that one. But DJ Ryan D, he's going to be stepping in for that. So he's very excited about it. Bumped into him this week. And it was good to make sure that everything is good in his life, because that's going to make him better when he sits here and gets silly with you here at Bubbles in the Think Tank on the first Saturday night of November. But I think that's the second, probably. And then there's going to be one other date coming up, but we'll work on that later. And somewhere in there might be some kind of radio obituary retrospective poll, depending on how tonight's poll about the poll polls. Check it out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. All right, I gotta pick it up now and get back to the radio obituaries, going this time to Jimmy Spicer, the American hip-hop recording artist. He released a number of singles during the late 70s and early 80s, including the classic Dollar Bill Y'all. Jimmy Spicer just passed away at 61. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Like the fix to let your cameras flash, a splash bigger than whales to make the monsters match. Sweet Pinocchio's theory when shit be looking weary. I need rest, but I boogie for now. I'm on some mess like the best mics would sponsor me. Living days like dreams and specializing in the art that pays. I be enlisted for life, so check my ID number. MCs be needing dough while I make bread like Wonder. Yes, this what you heard, so save that acting for the screen. See, you can can that madness with the beans. I bust MCs like lies, surprise them out the box. Put away the soda pops, I rather rum on the rocks. A dime getter tried to get what I got, for what? I guess other folks' cash makes the lover come fat, but I'm past all of that. It's time to break with the breeze, to your knees it comes to super MC. Hey,
whatever happened to the
MC?
Times done changed, brother. Every woman and man wanna be
like Wesley, but I be sparking more bitches. Entering my constellation, put your lives in check. While you others represent, I present my rep. Cause when it comes to making dents, I'm that main imprint. Even smoke from blunts will give eyes the reddish tint could not prevent you from seeing I'm the plight, but brings attention to my words like some ads and tights. I heard you wanna fight me with your words on stage. So Mace pulls that instrumental from the jam you made. And as he starts cutting what you sold, I talk all over
your tones. And if my name was Pete Rock or Sean Puffy Combs, send your tatted ass home. And Sully Mose, I roam with my fleet. Here to make this rap game complete while you live fables, unstable. Active, very radical, projecting like your heart when in fact you're quite vaginal. Yeah.
Whatever happened to the MC? Times done changed for the MC. Every woman and man, why would I? MC. But for what? I tell you, MCing it for you. Hey. Whatever happened to the MC? Times done changed for the MC. Every woman and man, why would I? MC. But for what? I tell you, MCing it for you.
And
you know, when we have these all radio obituary episodes, I have a habit of forgetting what I need to do early enough. Which means that you're going to have to listen to me walk across the room because I forgot something. And so I like to make sure we don't have too much dead air. Well, I dig through my bag of tricks to find the thing that I need for you. Yes. I found the thing that I need for you. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Libby Steiger. She was an American actress, primarily working on stage, but she was best known by her first starring vehicle, 1963's Sophie, the life story of the entertainer Sophie Tucker. Oh, I'm sorry, Steiger. Libby Steiger. I'm terrible. Libby Steiger just passed away at 91. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary just for her, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
All right. Let's get these tables cleaned up and get out of here. Closing time.
The pre- and penultimate radio obituary is for Larry Willis, the American jazz pianist and composer. He performed in a wide range of styles, including jazz fusion, Afro-Cuban jazz, bebop, and avant-garde. He performed with a wide range of musicians, even as spending a few years as keyboardist for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. But he played with Nat Adderley, Woody Shaw, Roy Hargrove, Jerry Gonzalez, so many others. Larry Willis just passed away at 78. It's the pre- and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Be on, you gotta be strong, the time is here, so trust your life to your ear. Don't wait for no one, they'll have to grow one, because the moment is the place where it happens, and there's no one who can help get it straight, no.
Had a way of being out of his day, ahead of his time, not in the same room with other guys. He wasn't commonly wise. He knew the answer, the time's a dancer. He knew you can't back up the moment and take it with you on the road. So now is the time.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Rip Taylor, the American actor and comedian known for his exuberance and his flamboyant personality. Let's see here. Things I didn't know. He worked as a congressional page before he joined the Army to go serve in the Korean War. I like that piece of little information. He started his stand-up career when he was in the Army, doing stand-up in clubs and restaurants abroad. His mainstay material was pantomiming records, his favorites being Yiddish folk songs and Spike Jones tunes. He said that ended one day when the record player broke. I haven't shut up since. Rip Taylor just passed away at 88. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey, da dee da dee da da, this is Rip Taylor. Hey there, Sprinkle Genies! Did you know that midgets make up a small percentage of the population? About half, up to here. But seriously, don't you think it's time we had a female president with big gazooms, tatitatooties, tatatatatas, but bing bangs? Big jugs, get it? Hello, Dolly. Is this microphone on? Hello? Anybody out there? Can they hear me? Somebody call my agent. My hair is lifting. Please, what am I doing here? They're probably saying to yourself, why the hell would a comedic virtuoso like Rip Taylor want anything to do with those half-witted white trash crotch goblins, the Bloodhound Gang? Oh, well, listen, folks, the answer is very simple. American cashito, dollarinis, no checks. They paid me, you hiney hobbit, why else? Oh, I'm getting moist. I mean, come on, let's face it, kids. Pardon me, but they are a bunch of knuckleheads.
That's all you get. The penultimate radio obituary. No, there's just not much out there. That's all. There's just not much out there. The penultimate radio obituary is for Ginger Baker, the English drummer and co-founder of the rock band Cream. He earned the reputation of rock's first superstar drummer for his style that melded jazz, African rhythms, and pioneered both jazz fusion and world music. Ginger Baker just passed away at 80. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bye. before he went, he bade us well and said good night to us all. Drink to me, drink to my health, you know. It came without a warning, but I'll be waiting for you, baby. I'll be waiting for you there. So drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore. Drink to me, drink to my health. You know I can't drink anymore.
Because je souhaite, c'est que grâce au camp.
that nearly wraps up tonight's episode. I thought I had two more to go, but they're definitely not going to fit. So we're not going to do that. We'll get to the ultimate radio obituary in just one moment. First, I want to thank you all very much for being here tonight for tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. I love it when you're here. And of course, we'll be back here next week with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. We'd have it no other way. At the end of this program, we're going to hand you over to Tom with Hypnopompia. Hopefully you've been listening for the past few weeks and will continue to do so tonight. It's a lovely program. And let's see here. We'll hang out all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you were just a lovely, lovely audience over there tonight. Thank you very much. And yeah, coming up two consecutive weeks, the end of the radio obituary year and the beginning of the new one. You got Mike Conway from Classic Rock Mind the last weekend of October, and then DJ Ryan D from Music Savage on the first Saturday in November. Then the Radio Obituary Retrospective coming up on the Saturday following Thanksgiving. Always plenty to think about here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The ultimate radio obituary to wrap up tonight's program is for Diane Carroll, the American actress, singer, and model, and activist. She rose to prominence in some of the earliest major studio films to feature black casts, including Carmen Jones in 1954 and Porky and Bess in 1959. She was the first black woman to win a Tony in 1962 and went on to star in television's the nighttime soap opera Dynasty, and went on to win Golden Globe Awards, Academy Awards, oh, so many awards for Diane Carroll. She just passed away at 84. It's the ultimate radio obituary and the last song of the evening as we hand you over to Hypnopompia with Tom. And wait to see you next week right here on your freeform radio station. You know it is. You know it is. WMFO Medford. Let's do that again. WMFO Medford.
If you find a shiny pearl inside a cantaloupe, the lady, how does she know if she's really in love? When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in just passed. He's mine for the taking. I'm so happy at last. Maybe I dream.